just for his faith's sake, he tries to stay calm. He looks down at young man's hands and his arms and remembers a time that seems so much smaller. Outside is grey, and as the rain beats a rhythm on the window pane, inside feels just the same. He remembers the game he used to play at home on his own, racing the raindrops to the edge of the glass. Back then, he only had to ask any questions. There was always someone inside who seemed to have the answers. In that house, it smelt of fresh pumpkin, fried dumpling beans and Saturday cartoons. Old tunes, Lee Perry and James Brown, Soul to Soul came round, he was rocking a fade. Super Mario got played and played, like the hand-me-down jungle tapes his brother gave him from raves. Everything was simple and nice. Granddad's advice, Nana cooking peas and rice for 10 children. Cousins did the running man, and whether it was sunny out and hot or not, he got up racing the sun. Looking down the barrel of a spud gun, or packing a snowball so tight he could make the side of a bus shake. Mum saying he must take care riding a bike. Slush puppies drank as fast as he liked, ice cream headaches. Not making the bed, and faking not being awake for the sake of that sneaky feeling of beating one of the grown-ups. Stuff getting blown up in his dreams. The fifth member of an elite team of soldiers of fortune, best friends with Murdoch. Swigging on a dandelion and burdock, throwing broken stones in the back garden, trying to get one in the hole of the old bird box. His socks were odd, and that one cupboard always locked. And whether it did hold stolen treasure or not, it never really mattered.